Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across of London.
This story was told by Adam Terry
at the Hackney Picture House in September 2012.
When the theme was back to school.
Thank you. Good evening. I am indeed brand new to this and wasn't particularly intending to tell a story when I arrived. So I don't know if you could be relatively sympathetic. That would be quite nice. Speaking about school made me think initially about the fact that I'd been very lucky when I was at school and I was never bullied while I was there. At least that's what I thought until I realised that I arrived here this evening with three of my best friends who I went to school with nearly 20 years ago, and all three of them are sat in the corner having a beer and I'm on stage talking to strangers. So potentially it was more insidious peer pressure than I had thought at the time. You mentioned about back to school being the theme. My mum is a teacher, so the idea of back to school was always a slightly strange one because I was never really away from school at all. Still haven't potentially escaped it. All of those things that your teachers said to you when you were at school, my mum continued saying to me when I was at home. The things that you leave behind at 3:30 every day and then hopefully at 18 for the rest of your life, I continue to live with. No matter how redundant they sound at home. So my mum would still delightfully say things along the lines of, it's not my time you're wasting. It is. It's your time I'm wasting. The delightfully redundant, would you do that at home? I am doing this at home. That's exactly what I'm doing. Or the one that my mum particularly valued, which I know is the favourite of a lot of teachers, that really horrible, facetious way of talking about things when I would ask her something as simple as, you know, can I borrow a pair of scissors? Mum would say, I've got scissors, you've got hands, Or then technically you can borrow my scissors. Right, brilliant, thanks. May I borrow your scissors? Yes, you can. Particularly kind of a frustrating way of looking at the world, I think. And it always meant, being the son of a teacher, that I had to continue attending events that you really should have left behind at a particular age. I kept having to go kind of back to them. The one in particular that always stuck in my mind was the school fete, the school fair, which always promises, I think, an awful lot more than it actually delivers. You see these kind of things on telly. You see them in Midsummer Murders and things like that, where it's largely a kind of perfect bowling green with vast, beautiful marquees and a woman who looks like Felicity Kendall with about 18 rows of breasts and 25 rows of cakes. Just this kind of like embodiment of motherhood and goodness and all the rest of it. And then you actually turn up at a school fete and it's kind of, your friend's mustachioed aunt in a tent held up by a single stick, drowning under rain as she offers a solitary rock bun. They're always particularly crushing events, I felt, until one year, which was what I wanted to talk about tonight, was we had one particularly exciting year when my mum had booked a falconer. A falconer was going to come to our school and do his stuff. And everyone was ridiculously excited by this. There was going to be an actual bird of prey in school, something that could technically kill a teacher if it were only trained properly, was going to be in our school for that day. And everyone was really excited. And we kind of gathered round at the allotted time. And he stood there, this kind of wizened old man of the countryside with this great big glove on his hand. And there sat this peregrine falcon, this bold, beautiful bird. And he explained to us what he was going to do. In his other hand, he had a kind of piece of meat. He was going to throw the bird out into the sky. The bird was going to circle beautifully around the countryside and land back on his hand to pick up the piece of meat, and everyone was very excited by this. And he did. He did just that. He kind of threw the bird majestically into the sky, and it flew, and flew, and flew, and flew. And quietly, as everyone was waiting for that telltale sign of its wing dipping as it began to turn, all we actually heard was an old wizened falconer staring off into the distance saying, "Oh, bugger." And that was it. It was brilliant. Suddenly, pandemonium reigned, and no one knew what to do because it was very apparent suddenly that this falcon was never, ever coming back. Everybody was terrified. Children were crying. People weren't sure what to do. And I, to this day, have only two theories as to what happened. One of them, which I quite like, is that there was, in fact, a rival falconer several miles upwind, holding just a slightly larger piece of meat, waiting to receive the falcon. And he'd stolen several off this man, doing exactly the same thing. But the other thing that I really like is that potentially this man, this wizard old man of the countryside, knew, in fact, that school fates are shit, that they're always disappointing, they always let people down. The only way they can really, really be enlivened is if somebody comes every once in a while, every two or three years, and just throws a falcon away. And all you've done there is generated a talking point for someone for the next 10 or 15 years, or in my case, nearly 20, where you continue talking about it. But I particularly remember getting back home that day, my mum in a foul mood as she had booked the world's only falcon thrower, as far as we're aware. And she got back home and I, you know, delightfully reminding her of what a disaster her afternoon had been. And she finally kind of gave up and lost her temper and said, "Can you get upstairs, please? Can you get upstairs? Can you just go to your room and get upstairs?" And I said very patiently and very calmly, "Well, we've got stairs. I've got legs. Thanks very much."
Spark London now has three monthly nights.
The first Monday is at the Canal Cafe Theatre in Little Venice.
The second Monday is at the Hackney Picture House.
And the third is at the Ritzy Cinema in Brixton.
For more details, head to sparklondon.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.